Hi, I'm Karabo Ludwaba, and I'm the co-marketing and media editor at Biz Community. And this is the VML's Birdwatching at the Lurie's. We're here with Mr. Gaia Wilson, who won the Young Creative Award last night. So Gaia, tell us a little bit about what you do at Halo.
So I'm a middleweight copywriter at Halo, wordsmith by trade. So love writing, but luckily small agency like Halo get to dabble a little bit of other stuff too. But a writer, that's what I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
How do you feel? How are you feeling?
Oh, it's still a little bit surreal. Last year we were here with the agency, and the founder Dean actually pulled me aside after we saw the Young Creatives winner, and he was like, dude, if you put your mind to it, next year I really think that could be you. And so to be sitting here a year later being the winner is it's surreal, and it's just a lovely confirmation that I'm in the right place and I'm at an amazing agency that's doing the type of work that can get you this recognition.
Yeah. So what interested you in becoming a copywriter, and how long have you been in the industry?
So this is my third year working professionally now. So funny enough, my brother-in-law is actually a creative director, and he had just started dating my sister when I was in grade 11 and I needed to do my work experience. Yeah. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. And he was like, come along. He was at Network BBDO at the time, like working on Mercedes, like doing some really cool stuff, and brought me through. And I saw like all these tattooed guys and like t-shirts, like no one really looked like they were terribly formal. And I was like, you know, could be a good place for me. And I always loved writing, and art at school. I was a very creative kid. And so to see that there was a space where I could turn that creativity into like a real job with in an industry that's respected and doing cool work is.
So they must be really proud of you then, your family.
Yeah, oh my gosh. somehow the news leaked to the family group chat before I even sat down from the stage last night. So like phone was blowing up, everyone's super, super amped. And yeah, it's fantastic.
Take us through some of the work that you have been working on and that you think got you the title last night.
So I think some of the probably the most well-crafted work in that entry was the Ideas Love Company out of home campaign we did for R&B this year. So it's quite an amazing partnership between us and them. R&B is a fantastic brand, and like many years ago were doing really, really amazing work, and I think they kind of lost a bit of their spirit in terms of speaking about the stuff that's truest to them. And so for Halo to be able to work with them and do the Ideas Love Company out of home, partnering with Koos Kronewald, an amazing illustrator, and to do some work in the, you know, the finance banking sector that, you know, is in a sea of blue and sameness and has cheeky copy and like silly illustrations. And I think that's a lot of the what comes out in our work is we have a lot of fun making the work we make. And so I think people see it and the fun comes through.
Yeah. And anything else?
And I loved, it's probably one of my favorite pieces of work I've done since joining Halo, is the pineapple out of office, out of home. Yeah. Unfortunately, didn't get any birds last night, but such a really silly campaign. So we were having a conversation pre our December campaign, trying to think of what we could do. And someone passed the comment, they're like, oh, what's the point? You know, everyone leaves Joburg. Why even have the billboards up there? And then we realized that's the idea, send the billboards on holiday. So we posted these incredibly lazy out of office messages on every site in Joburg. You know, silly messages like billboards out of office, compliments of the season, etc., etc., or like Alexa, play Sister Bettina. So really fun, cheeky South Africanisms. And then we actually made little mini billboards, and myself and a few other members of the team ran them around South Africa on our holidays. So up Table Mountain, Boulders Beach, and they had like the Instagram holiday of your dreams, and they lived it. It was amazing.
Yeah. And you said earlier you got a D&D award as well for your work, or you're part of a team that got a D&D award.
So we got a D&AD shortlist in writing for design for our campaign we did for Deanston. So it's cut from a different tartan. And it's kind of like a major theme you'll see through a lot of Halo's work is because we are a small challenger agency, we partner with small challenger brands. So Deanston's a super interesting whiskey brand in that they have quite young. I think they're only around 60 years old. So in terms of whiskey years, that's like an unruly teenager, right? Mm. And so we managed to bring this brand voice to life for them that was quite cheeky. You know, DN80, obviously Lurie's in the Middle East and Africa is as good as it gets. But yeah. DN80, like the global standard, that's the show you want to win at. So that was my first like awards recognition I ever got.
Wow.
I got a student Lurie's finalist back in the day, but that was, and the first piece of work I did at Halo. So I think from there, kind of just set the tone for my time at the agency. And it's been 2 years since then and fantastic. Awesome. Loving every minute.
Yeah. And so I was busy speaking to someone from Vega earlier, and you're saying that actually not a lot of young people are going into copywriting as much as they used to. So do you have any words of wisdom for young people that are coming up after you that want to come into copywriting?
Do it. Please do it and get stuck in. I think copywriting is such a fantastic craft. And I think a lot of people, because obviously a lot of the universities and the way they teach it, they teach kind of a multitude of skills that make you very employable beyond the advertising space. But like the true blue copywriters, the people who love the craft and they love words, it's an exciting space. And you get to, you know, bring brands to life. Your voice, the way you write, becomes the voice of that brand. And it's a hell of a lot of fun writing headlines. Like we, you know, for Pineapple Campaign, there might be 100 headlines that make it, we probably write 300 or 400 to get to that to that space. And it's amazing. So if you're interested in words, if you love communicating, and you're a creative person, like copywriting as a profession, I couldn't recommend it. Couldn't recommend it enough.
So AI isn't gonna take your job.
No,
I don't think so.
No, ChatGPT, it's like, it's fine for some things. like anything, it's a tool.
Yeah.
But there is a craft in the way people write, and you can see it. There's this copywriting tone of voice specialist, Vicky Ross. She has a fold on Pinterest, lines I reckon AI couldn't write. If you go have a read of the work there, you'll see that we are very, very safe from ChatGPT taking our jobs anytime soon.
So you've done a lot of work across different mediums. What's your favorite? Is it radio, TV? What?
Radio's amazing because it's one of those things where, like, if you write a line, you can slap it into layout and it's there and it's in front of you. But writing and crafting radio and being in the studio with audio engineers, it's so much like fine noodling to get to the exciting work. There's some radio in my portfolio, some stuff we did for Capital Legacy, which is also another really fun brand to work on. Funny enough, doing Wolves and Estates, but they have like very irreverent tone and let us do some silly stuff for them too. And so yeah, doing radio is fantastic because you have like, you can hear it in your head, but it isn't real. And then you're sitting in studio and it comes to life and it's just like goosebumps every time.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing to be in a career where I can just make things, you know?
My last question is just asking you, like, what are your hopes and dreams for the future? Like, where do you see yourself in, like, 5-10 years? I know it's like a cliche question, but
I
want to know.
I hope wherever I am, I'm having as much fun as I'm having now. I think I love my job. I love what I do. And I spend a lot of time obsessing and looking at the ads of the past, because I think there was a craft, there was a level of fun, and I don't know, I think the industry's lost a little bit, and we're getting back, and like the work on display this weekend, you can see there's a turn that we're making advertising really fun again, and it's fantastic. So I hope I'm having fun. Hope maybe I'm a creative director by that stage would be amazing, and yeah, doing exciting work. Essentially doing what I'm doing now.
All right. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us. I think you can go have your Bloody Mary now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.